ladies and gentlemen, and other folks who don't know your gender. This is the Driveway Liberty Podcast. I am your Uncle Wes, and I'm sitting here with my good friends Dan and Travis in the driveway, and this is the bonus cast. And like all of our casts, let's just give the fuck up. All of our casts are uncensored, and they are not safe for all audiences. So, you know.
Works for Joe Rogan.
It can work for, if you work for code enforcement, if you have sensitive sensibilities.
If you're a leftist.
Yeah,
this is, I mean, this is probably going to piss you off or offend you in some way.
Okay, good. Leave us a comment.
Mm-hmm. So we are sitting in the driveway, man, on this nice November evening in Florida. And
you can hit us up, Facebook, Driveway Liberty Podcast, Twitter, at Driveway Liberty, of course, Patreon. Hey, look, my $100 a month offer still stands.
There you go.
Free banana hammock picture.
You know what? I'll throw a thong picture in there if you want to join it to 100. I'll get in a thong.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
I will come to your house and bring my solo stove.
And sit in the driveway.
Have a bonfire in your driveway. And we will have our own bonfire chat.
All right, hold on.
Hey, so, we've got listeners in Egypt now. I don't know if you want to carry the solo stove all the way to Egypt for $100 a month.
So, a confession here, okay? So, Saturday, we after the debacle of trying to watch the Miami game, and so as soon as that was over, we decided we're coming back. We're bonfiring at Dan's house. We're going to watch the Ole Miss Texas A&M game in the driveway. And look, my wife has told me multiple times, like, oh, we should look at this solo stove. I would sit up by the fire if it wasn't so smoky. I'm like, I think it's bullshit. Like, I don't even believe it. But, man, that thing, I don't know how it does it.
Like, there was no smoke, and it was all kind of wet wood that was in there.
You know
and,
where they got it, the idea.
And it burned.
The washing tub,
to get the tub out of the center of a washing machine. That's where it started.
Well, yeah, but
it's just the air, the way the airflow goes through.
Right.
It keeps the smoke from.
Yeah, I've said it many times. I'm a moron, so I don't get it. But I was shocked at how however the airflow works. I mean, that fire was going, son.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, hot. It was.
And Travis was trying to do it. He was trying to throw extra logs on there.
I know.
I was
just to get revenge.
I was trying to mat a chero.
trying to mat that chero.
And I tell you, I don't know what happened, but I can't believe you guys drank almost all of my Basil Hayden.
I didn't even. Like, here's what happened. All right,
I drank.
So I got back here trashed.
Huckleberry stuff.
The Bear Proof. Yeah, that was good.
When we left the sports bar and came back here, I was like, man, I drank too much. I'm going to sit on this couch.
Yeah.
And that couch was not. I had me a blanket to my chin.
What was the text you said? I turned into an old man.
Yeah, I said, I got in the house and turned into an old man. I'm going to stay over here. And then y'all started fucking with me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right. I looked at April. I said, all right, goddamn it, I'm walking over here. So packed me some beer, walked over there, sat down. Travis was like, all right, I'll see you guys later.
Well, see, I did not take the break on the couch.
Right.
And decided to bring the Bear Proof, which we went through that pretty well.
Yeah,
left of that.
Yeah.
And I didn't get
that
any
was
of
after
that.
Drinking, sitting at the bar at
Austin's. Yeah.
At Austin's for 5-6 beers.
Yeah.
I didn't get any of the bourbon. I just had a few beers. I think I had 2 or 3 beers. And then I got cold. I looked at Dan and I said, I'm sorry.
I only had one glass of the Basil Hayden's.
Okay, well, maybe KJ drank.
I don't know.
I'm joking.
KJ was fucking with me harder than
I know where all the Basil Hayden went. Trust me,
Travis
drank the way my head felt Sunday morning.
I bet.
Travis drank.
Yeah, because we've got a group text and we usually communicate at least a couple of times every day, and it's usually pretty early, and you didn't hear shit out of Travis Sunday until at least lunch.
Yeah, moving a little slow.
That's all part of it.
So,
guys, we're subject to talk about anything, but for the most part, this is a political podcast if you're tuning in for the first time.
Can I lodge a formal complaint?
Sure.
We haven't had enough. I don't think we've had enough colonoscopy talk in the last month or so.
Right.
I got really involved in the colonoscopy stuff.
I think that drew a couple of 50 viewers.
Well,
or listeners.
We got a follow-up?
I have an upcoming appointment.
Oh,
in another couple of weeks. So
another one.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a. Remember, I told you they would give me the medicine. And I got to take it for 6 weeks,
and I got to go back in.
No. There's no probing.
Oh,
just to see how I feel. I may have to have surgery.
What's your doctor's name?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
Smith.
Damn it.
Dr. Jones.
Right. You call him Dr. Jones, dog. All right. You want to set up this video? You told me to play it.
No, I'll set it up.
Okay. You're going to set it up?
I'm going to set it up. You're set it up. The Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, he appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday to testifying about the ongoing clusterfuck at the southern border. Yeah. Call it a crisis, call it a clusterfuck. I think it's pretty close to the same thing.
Right.
So basically, they're drilling him on the same shit they drilled Trump's guy.
Yeah.
When he was running the show. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting because Ted Cruz just wrecks this guy.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Had Ted Cruz of 2021 run for president in 2015 in the primaries?
Yeah. It would have been a different ballgame.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish Ted Cruz would run. I wish his presidential candidate was what we're seeing now.
Correct.
Right.
Because I actually think Cruz would have won that primary.
Yes. I think so. And I actually was a Cruz supporter.
I love Cruz.
When there was the whole gamut of, I don't know, 16 Republicans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where they were having the, like, the kids' table debates and the old and the other debates. Yeah.
And Jeb Bush was about to cry on stage.
Yeah,
pretty much
fuck
every
Jeb
time.
Bush. But anyway.
He's a fucking piece of shit.
Yes.
But if
but he does Ted have Cruz, some of the best audio when he says something, he's like, clap, please.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Please clap. So here's Ted Cruz wrecking this guy. So listen to this.
How many illegal immigrants have you released into the United States who were COVID positive?
Senator, it is our policy to test individuals.
I didn't ask your policy. How many illegal immigrants have you released who were COVID positive?
Well, let me just say, when they are released, they are placed in immigration.
How many have you released that were COVID positive?
I will have to get that number.
Okay, you don't have that answer either. All right, let's try this. How many illegal aliens have you released who had criminal convictions?
Who have criminal convictions in Mexico? In the
criminal convictions in whatever jurisdiction?
Those individuals, if they pose a public safety threat.
How many individuals with criminal convictions have you released?
Senator, I do not have that.
Okay, number. Let's specify it more narrowly. How many murderers have you released?
I'm not aware of any murderers whom...
How many rapists have you released?
I'm not aware of any rapists whom...
How many child molesters have you released?
I am not aware of any child molesters whom we have released into the United States, and I should say that...
Senior Customs and Border Patrol leadership have told me that your agency is slow-walking and refusing to comply with the order from the federal court to return to the Remain in Mexico policy. What would you say to the judge if the judge was asking why you should not be held in contempt and incarcerated for defying a federal court order?
Yes. It is because we are implementing the court's order in good faith. We are working with Mexico. It requires a bilateral relationship.
It's already in place.
And I should also add,
have you or anyone on your staff expressed to Mexico to resist going back to this agreement?
No. And I should also indicate to you, Senator, that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, under the sex offenders operation known as SOAR, apprehended 495 individuals between June 4th and September 1st who committed sex offenses, and were very focused on public safety.
You just watched Newsmax TV, America.
Wait, where did they commit the... They commit them in Mexico or they commit them here after you let them in?
Both.
Well, how do you know? If they committed in Mexico, how do you know?
What?
Did you ask them and they told you?
I don't mean to be crude, but they call that program SOAR. Is that S-O-A-R or S-O-R-E? Sorry.
Well, there's more. Sorry. There's another clip.
That just seems in poor taste to call it SOAR. Right?
There's another clip.
Regardless how you spell it.
Go ahead. Right, just play it.
I'm not prepared that data either.
All right. Ready? Here we go.
Deaths, you didn't prepare that data either. All right, how about this? How many children have been in the Biden cages in calendar year 2021?
The Biden cages.
Senator, I respectfully disagree with your use of the term cages.
Fine, you can disagree with it. How many children have been in the Biden cages? I've been to the Biden cages. I've seen the Biden cages. How many children have you detained at the Donna Tent facility in the cages you built told kids? How many children have been in those cages?
Senator, I can provide to you the following figure that when, and let me say that when a child...
It's a simple question. How many children have been in those cages?
I respectfully am not familiar with the term cages and to what you are referring.
A bunch of bullshit. There
are enclosures in which they are locked in which I took photographs and put them out because you blocked the press and didn't want people to see the Biden cages. The secure facilities in which they are locked down in Donna, that those facilities, how many children have been in them?
Senator, there are three types of facilities. There's
the Donna tent cages, the Donna tent city. Let's take the Donna facility. How many children have been there?
That is a soft-sided facility. It is not a...
Okay, are you going to answer the question, how many children have been in that facility?
I will have to circle back with you with the precise number.
He pulled a Psaki.
Oh, by the way, here's a photograph of the Biden cages.
That, Senator, that is precisely why I articulated.
Children sleeping on floors, crashed in upon each other. When I took this photograph, the COVID rate of COVID positivity was over 10%.
May I speak, Senator?
You can answer the question. How many kids have been in these conditions?
That is precisely why I stated in March of this year that a Border Patrol station is no place for a child, number one.
Okay, but
number two.
All right. Secretary Mayorkas, you're not answering my question, so let me ask you this. In the past year, has Joe Biden been down to see firsthand the Biden cages?
Senator, I will again...
Has Joe Biden been down to see this facility? Yes or no?
The president has not been down to...
Okay, no. Has Kamala Harris been down to see the Biden cages, this facility? Yes or no?
The vice president was at the border...
Has she been down...
So it cuts off when he says... Has she been down? She went to El Paso. Has she been to this facility?
Oh, she went down, but not to that facility.
Yeah, she went down to get where she's at.
Yeah.
So these are the same, quote, cages that they were calling the Trump cages that Obama built.
Right.
Like none of this has changed. Obama built them in 2014.
Here's what's changed. The president.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. But none of the physical situation has changed.
Right.
So you got kids in cages. When Obama was president, he built the cages.
And they made a huge-ass deal out of it.
It's a chain-link enclosure.
Right.
With a gate that locks.
Yep.
And then when Trump used those same... Remember the freaking hours and hours and hours on news of kids in cages.
AOC was
the
there
protests.
Crying,
AOC's like, looking at an empty parking lot crying through a chain-link fence.
Right.
When you saw the actual area she was at when she posed for that photograph when she was in all white.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? I guess
she looked kind of hot in that picture.
3 years ago.
She does not
3 years ago, I tried to be extremely tolerant and kind to my liberal friends, which I, believe it or not, I had a few. I'm at a point where fuck them.
That shit's off the table.
I'm not.
You cannot treat cult members kind.
No.
Because look at the evidence. The actual evidence that they're, I mean, think about the past 7 years,
mm-hmm.
what the news media has told us across all different avenues. Hillary Trump campaign, the freaking FBI dealing with the Hillary emails.
Right.
Then you roll into the Trump dossier, which now is proven that it's Hillary's campaign came up with it. And paid for it,
right.
Which,
and Obama knew about it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Signed off on it.
Yep. And then you roll through to Trump in office, border crisis, cage kids in cages, Trump's a white supremacist. Roll through the summer riots, and then you roll into Hunter's laptop, like everything they have reported on has been the opposite of reality.
Impeachment.
The two impeachments.
Just the first impeachment was
absurd.
I mean, it was completely absurd. It was a phone call where clearly Trump's team thought it was so innocuous they just released it.
But just look at the Biden just had a 3.5 hour chat with freaking
Chairman Xi.
Xi in China.
Yeah.
Of course.
But and that's not a big deal.
They're freaking massaging this like it's the
diplomacy. Diplomacy.
look what they said when Trump had the conversation. Trump wasn't tough enough. Trump is legitimizing North Korea, Kim Jong-un. I mean, Trump couldn't do anything right when he had these conversations. And in reality, you've even said it, Travis, one of the best foreign policy presidents we've had in a long, long time. And now you got bumbling, stumbling Sleepy Joe over there. And apparently they didn't discuss anything about COVID.
Of course.
There was no COVID discussed.
Of course.
They discussed Taiwan, and basically Xi threatened Biden that if he fucks with them over Taiwan, you're gonna get your ass burned. I don't know. Don't play with fire, you're gonna get burned, kind of thing.
However, right.
That fucking translate. I don't know. But that he threatened them.
Oh, sorry.
I am done.
Yeah.
I am done with fucking liberals. I am done.
Okay, well let's have 2 points. So you just talked about Taiwan. Do you think the American military in its current form could tangle with China anywhere? And when?
With the current leadership?
No, they've got fucking,
with the current leadership? No.
They've got 1 billion fucking people too.
We just christened a new naval ship.
Named after a fucking pedophile.
Named after a pedophile,
yeah,
and a gay rights activist, and it was christened by a trans person in the military.
A fucking criminal trans person in the military.
About a week after China launched a hypersonic missile that we have zero answers for.
Right.
So what have I said about the military? Like, I would like it real nice and small. All I give a shit, I don't care if the entire military is fucking black trans people. If that is the absolute best
fighting force, right,
to go shoot our enemies in the fucking face, so be it.
Right.
I could care less. Mm-hmm. Okay, but we're not worried about that shit.
No.
And here's a problem. We don't know what it's like to really lose a war. Like, okay, we can say Afghanistan, we lost. But that's 2,000 miles away. Okay? But when you tangle on the world stage with another world power and you clearly get demolished.
The only time we've lost a war is when we weren't committed to win the war.
Right.
So Vietnam.
We're kind of keeping a toe in the water, but not diving in.
And we're not going to be committed against China in Taiwan. We're not going to be committed against China anywhere. As a matter of fact, if China invaded on the California shore, I feel like CNN and MSNBC would be like, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
We deserve this.
Saving us.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So that's the first part about the military with Biden there.
Well, I don't think there's going to be any war.
I don't think they have to. They control us.
Because the whole premise behind the whole thing isn't to conquer, it's to assimilate. They want the whole world under this global umbrella with an economic model that is China.
Yeah.
And they're going to...
China doesn't have to fire a single bullet against us.
No.
No.
They can literally shut down every port and bring this country to its knees in 2 weeks.
Because we get... Like, if China takes over, invades and takes over Taiwan, Taiwan's the number one chip manufacturer in the world. China's number two.
Yeah. Well,
so if China takes over Taiwan,
so
where's our chips
coming?
I've
got this metal tumbler that somebody gave me for my birthday, nice little Alabama symbol.
Made in Taiwan.
And got a little coffee in it because I was struggling.
Yeah.
Coffee picked me up. Look at the bottom. Guess where it's made?
Taiwan.
China.
Well, Taiwan,
fuck everything
China.
On this table.
Aluminum can? I mean, it, most likely.
Everything in
obviously
this driveway right now, except for the trucks and the cars, are fucking made in China.
There's a bunch of shit in the trucks that's made in China.
Yeah. I mean, all three of our phones. I mean, it's... My
phone's Korean.
North Korean?
The chips aren't.
South.
The chips aren't.
So
Samsung's made in Korea, dude.
Yeah, but the chips inside of it aren't.
Well, that's between Korea and... China.
That's between Samsung and
so you're right. They don't have to fire a bullet, and I honestly think we are. Yeah, I think Einstein said it after the last nuclear war or the last world war was fought with nukes, or excuse me, he said the next world war will be fought with nukes, then the world war after that would be fall of the rocks.
Yeah, because there'll be nothing.
Yeah, there won't be anything.
And I don't, we as Americans don't have the backbone to go fight anybody right now.
No, we got trying to decide whether they've got a penis or vagina.
Right.
The only thing that would happen is where if we would fight is if there was like a Red Dawn scenario.
No, I completely disagree.
Well, if they fucking started parachuting in our neighborhood, we wouldn't fucking kill them?
We would.
We would.
The American military.
No, well, we would.
Okay, we would.
We would. But
we would.
Last time I checked, I didn't see you leave the house in fucking...
But would General
No, Dillon, but if some fucking Chinese guy landed in my front lawn, I'd fucking shoot him in my air.
Okay, well, that's cool.
And then you'd be on trial like Kyle Rittenhouse.
But would General Milley and our Secretary of Defense that went to a commie indoctrination center, would they do the same thing?
They'd ask him what their fucking pronoun is.
So, I mean, we can sit here and load up with all the ARs and shoot every Chinese person. Literally one bomb and our entire neighborhood is gone.
True. Yeah.
They could pinpoint your house and just destroy your house.
Right.
So
please don't do that.
but that
I got
that,
family coming in for Thanksgiving.
But that is the level that they are committed to. Chairman Xi has said it repeatedly. They want to take over the world. That is their goal.
Well, they're
and they have to take us out.
And you know what?
But it's going to be assimilation. It's not going to be.
It's our own damn fault.
Mm-hmm.
Oh hell yes!
Because
it is.
We have pushed manufacturing out of this country, and China has welcomed it in at pennies on the dollar.
And the left has no problem with the China slave labor,
right? Even though they say they do.
No, they have no issue with it whatsoever.
And you don't either. You don't in reality.
Look, you know what?
Has your buying habits changed at all?
Yes.
On what?
I don't buy.
What specific? Okay. Well, what are your K-Swiss? Where are they made?
I don't know.
China.
You got
my fucking laptop's made in China. I bet my beer's fucking brewed in China. The bottles are probably made in China.
Breckenridge, China.
How about this microphone I'm looking into? into?
Totally. So, but we have done it to ourselves. And I told someone yesterday. One of the biggest problems we're having getting products right now is 7 3/4 inch straws. Just typical old straw.
Right.
Can't get them. And everybody's like, well, what do you mean you just can't get them?
Which word didn't you understand?
They're literally all made in China and they're sitting off the coast of California right now. And they're like, well, hold on. There's not a single domestic straw supplier. Not one. Matter of fact, if you found some old warehouse, and I'm sure there's one somewhere in Walton County or Bay or Gulf, turn it into a 7 3/4 inch straw factory, you'd be a billionaire in a year.
Probably kill it. All right.
Let's go. Driveway Liberty Straw Factory.
Yeah, I'm in. But here's the deal is when you go and look, this phone right here, $1,000, right? That's my iPhone. Let's just call it $1,000.
Well, that's any phone, any new phone these days.
They're $1,000.
If it was made here, it'd be $2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I had the option between a $2,000 iPhone and a $1,000 iPhone, which one am I going to pick?
$1,000. It's just like everybody bitching about Walmart not being. You remember back in the late 80s, early 90s, Walmart's big theme was everything we sell is made in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I mean, you'd walk in there and they'd have it on signs. Made in the USA.
At the big box retailer I worked at, everybody drank, had the same. They had that POP on.
Right. Made in America. Well, guess what?
Was that
what?
When Bush was president?
Bush Sr., yeah. But what Walmart realized was folks don't want to pay these money.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to pay this cash for this. This T-shirt, they don't want to pay $40 for this T-shirt. They want to pay $10.
Well, Steve Bannon has said this a lot on his stuff and other shows he's been on that I've listened to, is we're going to bring the manufacturing back, and you're going to spend more.
Right.
But that's literally, that's literally national security.
Well, I think you can be strategic about it. So there's some key areas you need.
Well,
we used to have
to look at. I mean,
if they're going to make $5 T-shirts, who gives a fuck?
You cannot pay a motherfucker $40 an hour to turn a wrench or to run a sewing machine. So why there was you if you look
a day.
If you look at why manufacturing was pushed overseas, unions played a big part in that.
Of course.
Sure.
And that's why you have Alabama, I think, has six different car plants.
Yeah, because they're not union.
Correct.
Right.
Tennessee
has
Georgia,
several. Right.
Mississippi even. Amazon just announced they're opening a huge distribution center in Montgomery. Why is that?
They've got a huge distribution center in South Georgia.
They've got one in Mobile.
Right.
Right. So they're specifically going to these non-union states.
Right.
Because the cost is less. And I will say this, and we have warehouses that are union warehouses. And the cost to operate those are sky high compared. And so the pricing structure is different. So the end customer at the restaurant is who pays for that.
Right. Absolutely.
We don't as a company just be like, shrug our shoulders, well, like, ah, that's
why do you think that Dodge and Ford and Chevrolet and GMC open these plants in Mexico and open these plants in Canada? Mm-hmm. Because the unions in Detroit, and why is Detroit a shithole right now where you could literally buy a house in Detroit for $30,000.
Right.
And the reason being is because unions have forced these companies to go somewhere else.
And there's no longer a need for any labor union. We have such strict laws and HR departments and all these things. There's no need for a union, period.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, when I talk to people that are part of unions, whether it be AT&T or all this stuff, they're like, this is fucking stupid. Like, I can't go negotiate more money due to inflation because I'm in a union.
Right.
You know, like, it's completely counterproductive. And we should really start with every public employees union, teachers unions, government workers unions, all of them.
Garbage.
If I was president, I may only be president for one day because they may kill me or impeach me the second day, but that'd be the first one. It'd be one executive order. All public unions, gone.
Right.
They are banned.
Why does the government need a union? Why do government employees need a union?
To protect them from the government. Right.
Right.
So.
That's a strong argument. I mean,
it's a good argument.
Yeah, right.
But you're like, I need protection from myself. Yeah. But here's the other question about this whole border stuff. We got off track a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
So these ICE agents that are managing these facilities, they have to be vaccinated, correct?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, well, they're part of the federal government, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Are we mandating anybody that comes across the border be vaccinated?
Shit,
no.
And they're talking about giving them $450,000.
No.
So it's not about. So if it was about health.
It's not. It never was.
Right.
If it was truly about health, you would force like the actual people you could have control over.
Right.
The illegals coming in. You say to them, hey, if you want to come in, you have to get vaccinated. Who's going to say no?
Right.
None of them. They'll all be vaccinated.
Right.
But no, they don't. They don't mandate them being vaccinated, and like 10% of them are COVID positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a low number.
Oh, I'm sure. And they're being turned
loose.
We're just turning them loose.
What was it we talked about? Was it last week where they had multiple flights in Florida with illegals dropping?
And buses. Look, there were cops sitting up here in Dafuniac Springs in our own county watching buses, Greyhounds pull in to the Love's Travel Center and drop illegals off.
Yeah.
In our own county.
So there's a school in Bay County that doubled their enrollment this year.
Yeah.
And 95% of that extra enrollment
are illegals.
Children of illegals.
Yeah. I believe it. Well, that being said, we need to take a break.
Good. I got to pee.
Yeah, I do too. We'll be right back after we pee.
Hey guys, it's Wes again. Yeah, right. I know you're tired of hearing my voice. But did you know that you, the listener, can help support the Driveway Liberty podcast? How do you do that, you might ask? Well, go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Driveway Liberty podcast to learn more. As a matter of fact, for being a supporter, we got some really neat swag that we're giving away. So go check it out. Hey, let's get back to the cast.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Driveway Liberty Podcast. Man, it's uncensored. Just letting you know.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Do you want to hear some hilarious audio?
I do.
I've got two pieces.
Okay? I need some hilarious audio in my life right
now. It's like hilarious because it's so insane.
Stupid.
But it's hilarious. Okay? All
right, yeah.
All right, here we go. Ready?
You hear, I have to tell you, my brother is a truck driver, and he drives across the country, and it's very nerve-wracking to me when he's on the road, because it feels like a dangerous industry. But you're trying to disrupt that and bring more people who look like us to the industry. Tell us why.
Yes, ma'am. First of all, thank you for having me this morning. And yes, we are. And we say we're not building truck drivers, but safe CMB operators, folks that can get back to their home whenever they're done with their shift. That's the most important part, ma'am.
Well, how can the industry be more welcoming? Because I have to tell you, I talked to a lot of truck drivers in preparing for this segment. And
this is a host on MSNBC that is most likely lives in New York, who has apparently talked to a bunch of truck drivers.
Apparently.
Ready? All right. Sorry.
And most of these truck drivers were people of color, and they talked about, you know, hearing some of the racism over the CB. You know, this is, again, an industry populated by a lot of white men over the age of 55.
She just contradicted herself in the same fucking spiel.
What?
Most of the truck drivers are African American.
No, the one she said the ones that she had spoken to.
So she sought out the African-American just to validate her racism claims.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Because most of them are over 55 white men who just talk racist shit on the CB radio.
Yeah.
Correct.
Because we all watch Smoking the Bandit and they're all racist, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, absolutely. They're racist. Absolutely.
This group of people overwhelmingly voted for Trump. Some people have talked about.
There's that.
That's why they're,
you
that's
gotta
why they're
add
racist.
Trump.
That's why they're racist. Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You know, aggressive truck drivers, cutting them off or not being helpful. So obviously, the more populated it is with people of color, I think you'll see less of that. But how can you encourage people to
wait, so. Jesus Christ.
There's a lot to digest
white people are bad drivers and black people are non-aggressive drivers? Is that what she's saying? There'll be less of that?
I don't know what
she's
saying.
There'll be nicer people on the road because black people will be driving trucks?
I don't know what she's saying.
Is that what you heard? I mean, that's what I heard. Is that what she's saying?
I mean, I heard gibberish. I mean, like, it's a bunch of words strung together.
It's literally everything is about race. These people.
I heard
are
that
insane.
white truck drivers aren't helpful.
Yeah, and they're aggressive and they run people off the road.
Yeah, all the time.
But as we get more drivers of color,
correct,
that will end.
Is that where that was going?
Yes, because you said sure. That.
That's basically what you said there.
Yeah,
seems a bit unwelcoming.
I think just what you're doing, getting myself as a black female out there and letting people know I drove for almost 8 years and yes, ran into lots of racism, but however, was out there to do my job. And I think that women are definitely, the more we can just get the news out to them that trucking is an industry that will not only help them to get further in life, but their family and all of that, and present the package to them appropriately, regardless of what anybody else has to say.
Obviously, what I deal with a bunch of truck drivers. So
what the hell is she talking about?
Like, none of it makes any sense. Okay, but this is actually...
So that was one woman of color truck driver who drove for 8 years.
Right.
Was trying to make racism. A case that the truck driving industry is full of old white men who are racist.
And it wouldn't be racist.
And they need to present it in a positive light so we get more people of color to drive trucks.
To fight this racism.
Which, and if they drive trucks, then that will fight the racism.
That'll fight the shit out of it. Didn't you know that, Dan? They will beat the shit out of racism.
I wish you could all see Wes's face right now.
It will. Throws a haymaker to fucking racism by having more black truck drivers.
It's like Tyson's punch out. Like,
right? Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
See, like, I hear that. I used to get really mad when I'd hear that, and I'd just be like,
"Not well, listen to us. We're all laughing our ass like, off of
it
because it's so absurd.
But this is on one of the, like, that's
MSNBC.
Yeah. I mean, what?
It's almost a major news network. It's
almost.
Right.
It's literally gibberish. Like, that entire segment is just gibberish. That makes no sense.
Right.
Speaking of MSNBC.
All right, hold on. You got to listen to this. You got to hear Lauren Boebert. So, y'all know the...
The chick who owned the restaurant.
Right, okay. So, the Democrats censured... what's the... Corsa... from Arizona.
Yeah, I know you.
That did the he had the little anime video and
yeah, where they killed AOC you really couldn't tell that they killed AOC. Right. But
anyway, so they censured him to get him off of committees, and they had a vote today. And this is what Lauren Boebert said on the House floor. This is great.
Democrat policies are so pathetic and have done so poorly that the left has nothing else to do but troll the internet looking for ways to get offended and then try to target members and strip them of their committees. This is a dumb waste of the House's time. But since the speaker has designated the floor to discuss members' inappropriate actions, shall we? The Jihad Squad member from Minnesota has paid her husband, not her brother, the other one, over $1 million in campaign funds. This member is allowed
not
on
this
the
husband,
Foreign
but the
Affairs
other one.
Committee while praising terrorists. A Democrat chairwoman incited further violence in the streets outside of a courthouse. And then the cherry on top. My colleague and 3-month presidential candidate from California, who is on the Intelligence Committee, slept with Feng Feng, a Chinese spy. Let
I
me
thought
say
he was
that
gay.
Again.
I
a member
God,
of Congress who receives classified briefings was sleeping with the enemy. This is unacceptable, and this would never
gentlemen,
be.
Gentlemen, time's expired. Gentlemen from Florida.
Amen.
She if ran. I was the gentleman from Florida, I yield my time to
that psycho bitch from Colorado. I love her.
She's wearing y'all's ass out. Let me yield my time.
Oh, this is what our government has.
Like, that's funny. And that's the way we should fight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do your best.
But literally, this is what the number one world power is generated into. And I'm not saying Boebert's wrong for that. I think it's great. But. If we were a serious country,
but like, that doesn't accomplish anything.
No, it doesn't.
It's a good soundbite.
It's a good soundbite.
The problem is we, and how much does Ted Cruz's testimony or his questioning affect anything?
Well, they're not going to do anything.
No.
And look, so here is what
we got it on the record.
Look, by June of next year, we will know the future of this country.
Yes.
Once the primaries for these congressional and senatorial seats are done, we will know. If it is liberty-minded folks that are truly ready to go fight, and look.
You should be running on, your whole campaign should be on details of how you're going to shrink the federal government.
What, nobody talks about that anymore.
That's,
Republicans
that's your,
included.
Your whole premise should be, like, how can you like, if I was running for a federal government position, an electable position, I would be highlighting the malfeasance from the FBI.
Yeah.
This is, and the IRS, and all the alphabet agencies. You just go through the whole thing. It's like, our government is too big. We have to reduce the size of the federal government. Now, I'd never get elected on that, but that needs to be the freaking mantra from everybody on the right.
Sure.
The government is broken, and the only way to fix a broken government is to make it smaller.
Yeah.
And get them out of the way.
The thing is, though, Dan, is that you've got Republicans begging Big Daddy government
you're,
for
what
shit.
What do they say? It's
they're begging in the non-caring
each side
group.
Is a different wing of the same bird, right? I mean,
yeah,
they're all
it's the same hustle in a different direction.
The same, the non-caring group. They are begging the county to buy an $18 million piece of property.
I know it.
And those are fucking Republicans. Yeah. That's why
well, because
I'm a libertarian.
Republicans are no longer small government either. They're
no,
want their kind of government.
They're part and parcel of the same problem.
Yes.
they just like spending the money on different shit.
Yes.
That's it.
I think you would lose.
Yeah.
What I would run on and say is we're going to abolish the FBI. We're going to – I will fight vaccine mandates in every last corner of the earth, and we will get a nationwide program of school vouchers. That's it. Like, right. That's the message. Because what you're saying is right and what people should be running on, of reducing the size of the government, doing away with this, doing away with that. That's not what the average American wants. And they proved that in 2020 when everybody just went home.
Yeah.
And everybody took the lockdowns. Yeah. And everybody's taking the mandates, all the vaccine.
Like government said bend over and everybody bent over.
Exactly. Yeah. So reducing the size and scope of government sounds great and all. And that's phenomenal for us to talk about on the podcast. The average American gives two shits about that.
Which is the problem.
Because trying to explain to them why a smaller government would make your life better.
Stepping on feet.
Yep. It would take them so long, and it would take so many aha moments to get them to the point of like, oh, shit, yeah, the FBI is fucking terrible. Because if I say Ruby Ridge to you guys, you're like, oh, yeah. That's
yeah, yeah.
But if I tell somebody the story of Ruby Ridge, just normal person on the street, they would – that didn't happen. They would immediately go to that didn't happen.
Right.
Yeah, they wouldn't believe you. They'd be like, right. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
So, look, like you're talking about in our county, 5 Republican commissioners, and government just keeps growing and growing
and growing
and growing.
And their supporters are telling them to keep it growing.
Yeah, you need to buy this $18 million piece of property. Not only that, but there are people in the county saying, well, don't buy the property. Use eminent domain to get the non-bendable portion. So no, don't.
Well,
it's okay that you don't want to spend the money on the property, but it's even worse that you want government to fucking just take it.
Yes. The arguments that I've had with Danny Glidewell on Facebook have all been, his answer has been, like the arguments I've had is what we're talking about. We shouldn't be buying private land. Our county should not be buying private land. His answer is, you have no idea how many people are reaching out to me for us to do these things.
Well, and that's the thing.
We've got people that are that want them to do this.
On the surface, it seems like, okay, well, we need to slow expansion down. We need to slow development down.
Well, you're attacking a problem with another problem.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is my question in this, what gives you or any other individual the right to tell somebody what to do with their property?
There should be nothing.
As long as that what they do with that property doesn't infringe on your rights, you have no right to tell them what to do with their property.
You're right.
And I don't care if that's a beachfront development where they want to build a condo or whatever. Now, the argument can be made if somebody builds a 20-story condo on 30A that it's going to infringe on some rights. The argument can be made there.
Well, it wouldn't be the first one. I mean, there's 20-story condos on Miramar Beach.
Right. But the problem is people have, you know, there's that statement where people have get online and they're okay with making statements and they don't get punched in the throat for it. Yeah. People have grown accustomed to being okay to telling other people what they can do with their shit.
Yeah.
And that's not right, my dudes. And a lot of these people are saying they're conservative, but they are quite all right with telling somebody else what they can do with their property. And fuck you, it's not your property.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as what they're doing on that property is not hurting you.
You have no say.
You have no say.
No say.
And you should not be begging Big Daddy government to step in and make them do what you want them to do with that property. And 80% of the people doing that call themselves Republicans. It's ridiculous.
But here's the point. What you're talking about is a great end goal. Where no, you, 90% of the people on that page, you would never get them to agree to that. So, like we talked about with the Fed, however long ago, all right, so let's start here and start moving it that way.
The problem is we're going up against a 40 or 50 year plan that has slowly moved in this direction, whether it's with education or this is now the new normal.
People have waking up and you're combating an invasion.
You can't undo
this
with immediate action.
No, it's longer than that. I mean, you can go back to the Civil War.
Yeah,
literally people were begging the government to step in on lots of different things.
Yeah.
And they always have, and they always will, because
it perpetuates themselves.
Most people want to be ruled. Most people would prefer to live under a good monarch and be told what they can and can't do, as opposed to actually have to live.
As long as they're comfortable.
Yes.
Because then they won't have to work
hard. As long as they're safe and comfortable. That's all they care about. That's all they care about is safe and comfortable.
And they should move to England.
Well, they're never going to.
Where they have to turn in their fucking butter knives because they're dangerous.
Well, no. What they're going to do is they're going to fly their back the blue flags, and they're going to show up because some guy with a Trump sign is getting a fine every day, but they won't do a fucking thing about anything else.
Yeah.
So that's
are those same people going to the school board meetings?
No.
So they don't have school age kids.
So that's why every Sunday at 2 when they have that rally over on in Seacrest or Grove or wherever, I'm never going to show up to it. Seacrest, because all of those people are there because it's a Trump sign, not because of what the county's doing.
Yeah. Okay.
And did those same people show up when the people were protesting in front of Sacred Heart? All these people that are pushing this big protest every Sunday, we're going to show the county. How many of them stood out in front of the hospital when people lost their fucking jobs?
Right. 100 people lost their jobs at the hospital.
Okay.
It wasn't any of them. I was there.
And let me ask you this. What is better for the community? For the fucking hospital to be staffed or for somebody to have a Trump 1 sign up?
The hospital to be staffed.
Right. Okay. So, no, these people aren't serious. And just like we say the left's in a cult, there's a whole lot of the Republicans that are in a fucking cult too. And it's the Trump cult. And if you dare make one step against their savior and tell you can't have the Trump 1 sign up, they'll lose their fucking mind.
Right.
But, you know what? The local hospital just fired 100 people. And so when you need emergency care, because flu season's coming around, well, yeah. I mean, I was kind of busy that morning.
Hey, and I'm going to tell you what. So my wife works there. And Sunday morning, when she showed up to work, she had double the patients that she normally has.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
So those patients get half as good care.
Right.
And think about
for
this.
For the same amount of money they paid a week ago.
Right.
I have three.
She doesn't get a lunch on a 12-hour shift because she's too fucking busy to fucking eat lunch.
And I am a patient of that hospital.
Right. Yeah, you are.
Three different doctors.
You got your asshole reamed up there.
Yep. I've got my gut and two different parts of my heart in that hospital.
And your asshole. Let's make sure we point that
out. That's the gut.
Yeah.
Okay. I call it a gut.
All right, fair enough. Asshole, if you want.
But so to me, like I've said it before, we're in this it's this savior complex, but it's really the monarch. The history, however many, let's just take a round number, 10,000 years that people have been on this earth. Okay. Let's just say that. The absolute history of the world minus the last 244 year or 230 years technically here.
Yeah, but you can make an argument it was a lot less time than that here because we've really been ruled similar to a monarch.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean,
that monarch especially is a group of federal people as opposed to one person.
And then some time with some republic in Rome, but less than 400 years total has there actually been ruled by the people, representative rule by the people.
Yeah. It's never happened. I mean.
Yeah. So, people would prefer, Republicans, Democrats, all of them, a vast majority of them, would prefer to be told what to do. And that's why...
And they're trying to turn this country into that.
And that's why and Wes brought this point up. Trump signs an executive order, which is great until the day he fucking leaves office. And everybody's, oh, yeah. Hey, look, I got a little bit of... I don't have an issue with our governor. The Florida GOP in the Senate and the House are fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Hot ass garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. they've gotten all the bills that they passed. If you start really digging into them, there's that, all these cutouts.
And that needs to be the next target when you're talking about local.
Mm-hmm.
When we have primaries, we need to run state reps and state senators.
Yeah, no more George Gainers. No more Brad Drake.
Get rid of that garbage.
And look, we've talked about it, and I love Brian Cloutis. Send me a handwritten note for donation. I appreciate it. He's going to come back on. I told him, hey, dude, you got to back off the Trump stuff a little bit. It's going to get him elected.
Yeah.
It is. Okay, let's just call it spade a spade. In Bay County, Florida, wearing a Trump hat and a MAGA hat all the time is going to get you elected.
Right.
Well, that's fine if you're backing the principles, but not the cult.
Right. So that,
because Trump did a lot of good things.
Hey, look, sure. Pre-COVID Trump is probably the best presidency of my lifetime. Reagan, maybe the war on drugs. Anyways,
all right, give or take.
Give or take.
Similar.
Post-COVID was
a car wreck.
Yeah.
That's why he's not president now.
Correct. So that is where we're at. Is breaking people out of the, hey, we show up every fucking Sunday at 2:00 because dude won't take his Trump one sign down, which I completely agree with.
Right.
And if I was running for county commission, we would be defund the TDC, we would be abolish code enforcement, and I would say no new developments for a year south of the bay until we can get the infrastructure figured out. That'd be the 3 points I'd run on. Mm-hmm. And I know y'all disagree with the third point. That's just what I'd run on, because that's what actually needs to happen before we can start getting into property rights and shit. But those people will show up, but are they at town halls? Are they at these town halls?
No.
Have they been at any of the town halls? Some of them. There's a very small crossover.
Yeah. Right.
Were they at the vaccine mandates? Were they at the rally in Tallahassee trying to get the Republican lawmakers that have super fucking majorities to do their fucking job?
Were they at the gun buyback in Pensacola?
No. But if it involves a Trump sign, you can bet your sweet ass every Sunday at 2, baby. And they're going to be all dressed up in the red, white, and the blue. And they're going to back the blue flags. And they're going to be out there with a Trump MAGA hat. And woo, woo, we are fighting for this country. No, the fuck you're not. You're fighting for it to die.
Yeah.
Thank you. Welcome to my TED Talk.
Yeah. The thing is you've got to look, the dude with the Trump one sign, he's got a constitutional argument. Well, I support that.
If it wasn't a Trump sign, it doesn't matter. That doesn't change it. But the
principle of what they're fighting for, 100%. I'm with you.
But the reason why.
But if it wasn't a Trump sign, nobody would show up every Sunday at 2.
That dude has some deep ass pockets. He can fight his own battle.
Yeah.
The people who lost their job at Sacred Heart don't.
Yeah.
And
that's a more legitimate battle to fight.
And every time they post about showing up Sunday at 2, I put the exact same question on that post. Is this about a Trump sign or about county overreach? I've yet to get a response. 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Which tells me I know what it's about. It's about the Trump sign.
Right. And county overreach is the fucking problem.
Yeah. That's the issue.
Yes.
Like, that should be, like, our friend Brett Lindell was there.
Selective enforcement, just like we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? I take my words back. I may show up this Sunday, and I may have a poster that just says defund code enforcement. And I can almost guarantee you, to a man standing right there supporting this guy, they would look at me like I'm crazy.
But in reality,
code enforcement is the problem.
Because they want code enforcement to enforce what they want.
Correct.
Right. They don't want them to enforce this.
Yeah.
They want them to enforce all the other shit that they want them to enforce.
Yeah. They don't want anybody to walk on their beaches. They want the code enforcement to create a new beach walkover.
Mm-hmm.
They want code enforcement.
They want the new beach accesses, and we
attack
cheer.
The big builders.
Like, ooh, finally the county did something and got us a new beach access. Shove it! Like, my God, like the problem. Like, it's so
like if, stupid the, beach if there accesses, was no county enforcement whatsoever. Like, we've talked about this
almost
before.
Nothing would change. Almost nothing would change.
Nothing would change, except for when there was a problem, somebody would fix it.
Correct. Yeah.
And that would be either a person who fixed it on their own property or a free market person who created or fixed something because that was their business, etc.
Right. You know what the best example of all this is? You know what? We've all have families, all right? Wes got the beach pass, but if you don't have the beach pass, what's the worst part of going to the beach? Lugging all that shit
out there. Yeah.
So what did the free market do? Hey, man, $50 a day, you can rent these chairs.
Yeah.
Eight hours. You sit right. We're going to set everything up. Just bring your cooler, brother.
Right. Yeah. But
that's it.
But you got private citizens begging fucking government to stop people from putting beach chairs out there.
Mm-hmm. Which, and the funniest thing is, during the whole COVID summer, mm-hmm. or spring and summer, when everybody was putting on the non-Karen page, or even the Karen page, because I think I was on it at the time.
Not me.
Support the local restaurants with all the carryout stuff they were doing.
Right.
You need to go support mm-hmm. these local. And when they opened the beaches back up, I said, and support your
beach chair vendors.
Mm-hmm. You got blasted.
And you would have thought, like, they accused me of having, they're like, oh, Fresh and Clean Grill is funding a beach chair service. I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Right.
I'm like, I fund what I do, and that's pretty much the extent.
But yet, I've never heard any of them complain about the bonfires that charge $1,000 a night for a bonfire to set up those same beach chairs,
yeah. right,
in the same public spot.
Yes.
Yep.
I don't understand the beach chair issue, because if I go to the beach and there, if I go where I walk of my public access and I go in and there's a bunch of beach chairs there, I just put my shit right in front of the beach chair. If that's where I want to be.
Right.
If there's no name on them and they're not prepaid or anything, it's just a bunch of empty chairs. I just put my shit right in front of
them. Well, according to county code, if they're not rented, they're not supposed to be out there.
Right. So who cares? I just put my shit right in front of it.
Right.
I've moved beach chairs before.
But I just don't understand why it bothers people so much. Why does it bother people so much that somebody is out there making a living?
Because they're not making it the way they want them to.
Right. Because
people want to control other folks' yeah, lives.
Because they may have to walk an extra 30 feet down the beach. Yeah. To get the view of the beach that they want. And yeah. you know what? You have zero fucking right to that view of the beach.
Yeah.
Zero. Unless you own that property, you have zero fucking right, right. to that view.
Well, to some people, well, dude, even if you own the property, you have zero.
Just if you want it, go sit in front of it. Like, those beach chairs are not right on the water line. They're back.
Look, we had friends that stayed at Sandestin last year, and it was August, September. It was still just packed. And he rented beach chairs, or it came with his condo or something.
Right.
He was literally in the seventh row, okay?
Yeah.
And you know what? We sat there for a little bit. Like, all right, hey, you want to get in the water? Yeah, we walked our asses up there. It was a day at the beach, man. Like,
yeah.
It,
if you want the view of the horizon on the water,
yeah,
take your chair that your ass sits in the water, those low beach chairs, and go sit right up to the wave line, and go sit right there on the edge of the beach.
But the problem is, this is...
You can do it.
I love so many things about this county, and I love the people and all that. The problem is, the people that live in this county think they have some kind of right to every square inch of this county. Like, I get it. Like, we pay property taxes here.
Sure.
And all this stuff. I get all that.
I have a right to my quarter acre.
You have no right to the whatever 30 miles of beach. Just none.
None.
You have absolutely no right to one single piece of fucking right. sand there. It is a benefit of where you live. And you know what? If we weren't a whole bunch of lazy fucking Americans, you can either get out there early and set your shit up. Mm-hmm. You might have to go to a different beach access than you actually want to go to.
Yeah.
You might have to park somewhere just a little bit further down the road. You might have to go lug your shit an extra 40 feet. But no. We don't do that. We're going to go to the county and tell them it's the beach chair vendor's fault instead of it's your lazy ass entitled fault. That's
right.
And if I say that at the Walton GOP meeting, everybody look at me like I just grew a third head.
Right.
which is why we need to take over the Walton GOP.
I'm in.
Let's do it. With that being said, guys.
Wait, one thing real quick.
What you got?
OSHA. You know the whole vaccine mandate?
Yeah.
OSHA is not going to enforce it.
Well, that's because it's fucking unconstitutional.
That's not why they're not going to enforce it.
Well, they
don't have the manpower.
Well, they're not going to put in place the manpower because they're going to abide by the court's ruling, the Fifth Circuit.
For now.
Well, there's been two courts that have struck it down at this point.
This is going to go to the Supreme Court.
The Fifth Circuit in New Orleans is.
This is going to go to the Supreme Court. And the lasting legacy
of Trump's. 27 states have sued over this.
Yeah. The lasting legacy of Trump's presidency is going to be decided by the last two Supreme Court justices, Kavanaugh and Barrett.
We'll see.
And I'm pretty fucking nervous.
As you should be.
Yeah, you should be.
Absolutely. Why Kavanaugh isn't out for blood like Thomas has been his entire career after what they did to him lets me know what kind of bitch-ass person he is.
Right.
Well, he's just another establishment BS. Big government.
Yeah, no, he wants to show up to the country club.
And Amy Coney Barrett's the same thing.
Kavanaugh wants to show up to the country club and not have anybody say anything slightly mean to him in the locker room.
Right. With that being said, we're out of time, guys. So, hey, guys, thanks so much for tuning in to Driveway Liberty Podcast. Go to the site. Click the merch button. Get you a shirt. Support us on Patreon. And you know what? We fucking love you bastards.
Yeah, we do. And we need some love from you, so support us, please. So yeah. Wes doesn't have to get a fifth job.
Yeah, right? No, I know, right? So with that being said, I'm Uncle Wes for Travis and Dan. We'll see you next time on the Driveway Liberty Podcast.